Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. And I love him. And I thank him for all that he's doing. He's helping us to go forward. He's helping us to consider the greater and higher ways of God. As we seek him and to serve him, to know him, we learn things we can't learn any other way. And I don't say that lightly. Seeking the Lord is the doorway, the gateway to learning how to have the mastery in your life, how to have the and access to wonderful things of the kingdom of God. See, the kingdom of heaven is yours. Jesus gave you the whole kingdom to access. You can believe the Lord and take him at his word. And when you do things the way of the Lord, when you look to him, everything falls in order. Everything gets in order. And you understand things from a foundational level up. You're more like the business owner who went through the ranks and the process of building a business. Anytime people put in and start something and pioneer their way, they appreciate it. And they take it very seriously. But those who are given something are different. They didn't put in. It was already built, and they came and took charge of it. Somebody put them in charge of it, and they're not familiar with all the intricate details of how that business worked. And it's harder for them to appreciate the everyday people that make it so, and what they do, and how they put in to make it right. But when you follow the Lord and his righteousness, when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, you learn and you appreciate all the living things that God do. Receiving revelation is also receiving the insight of God. And then in my life, when the Lord taught me things, he did it the way he does it. And I didn't understand what he was doing. I didn't understand why he had me to love people that were doing me wrong. To be patient with people when they were upsetting me and aggravating me every day. And earlier this week, we talked about how maturity, how the blessings of taking the high road in life. When people need you to, they can't go any further in life until they start growing up. And before they grow up, they need you to be patient. That's the point. In the broadcast about concerning maturity. But when the Lord talked, I was dealing with, I wanted the Lord to do something about the people who were aggravating me. I wanted him to tell them things and get them on track. But he told me to love them, be patient with them. And he would love me. I said, well, if I'm going to love them, who's going to love me? He said, I love you. You love them. And that was strange to me. That was different than what I was hearing in church. In church at that time, I heard things like God send problems to make you grow, to get you out of your comfort zone, as if God was behind them not growing up and being a nuisance to me. But that's not how it is. People lack knowledge because they had no teacher. How can people believe and hear without a preacher? See, sometimes we had a preacher for salvation, but not for life skills. Because sometimes the preachers didn't have the life skills we needed. Or we weren't around the preachers that had the life skills that could teach us the life skills that we needed. Sometimes the best people in our lives just don't have the skills that we need. Sometimes our parents don't have them or didn't master what we really need. And you're going to have to learn it like God did. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added, because as you're seeking God and obeying him, he's going to guide you, and you'll follow him, and you'll end up having the things that you need and require. See, the Lord, he gives us opportunities every day. But in order for you to receive them, you have to be taught certain things. You have to be in a state of cooperation. And anybody who seeks first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, they are, my friend, in a state of cooperation. And the Lord will systematically guide them into all truth. That's the purpose of why the Holy Spirit came, to guide us in all truth and help us to reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And he came to do these things, not just guide us in all truth, but reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. So as we're seeking the Lord, he's going to help us to fulfill a creative purpose. He's not just trying to bless us. He's trying to bless us and use us for a higher purpose. And that's good for us, because now he can reward us openly. People take the rewards lightly, even I do. Sometimes that's the last thing on my mind, the fact that I'm going to be rewarded for all the work I do. My focus is more on it's on the Lord, but my question is, what can I do to be a blessing to somebody? This is when people of the world need me now, to do whatever it is God has in his heart. Because if I can do whatever God has in his heart and do it right and not fail, then that means people who will not ordinarily live, they'll live. Somebody might say, well, preacher, you think you're something. No, I know God is. And if I can seek the Lord and obey him, then he can use my efforts to be a blessing to his people. And I greatly desire that. I'm not trying to sound humble, but if I lay my life down right and pick his up and just agree with God and do what he give me to do, he'll make the difference. Where I stop and lack, he'll make the difference. Because the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, it operates from seed form. He can take my everyday efforts and my faith and multiply it. He can take my efforts and bless millions of people. See, if you listen to the prophet, you'll prosper. My pastor happens to be a prophet. And last year he said, think big. Think big. So, I don't say hundreds and thousands. I say millions and billions. That's big. God wants big? Okay, I'll make the change. Instead of saying hundreds and thousands, I'll say millions and billions. If that's not big enough, I'll say billions and trillions. With the Holy Spirit, all things are possible. I just want to be a blessing to God's people. And I love him, and I know him, and I know what he can do with a little bit. Jesus proved that he could do a lot with a little bit. I'm a little bit. You're a little bit. But put us in God's hands and see what he can do. I work to not underestimate my God and take whatever he says seriously, because he can do a lot with a little bit. Now, the process of life continues. It's a continual blessing. as we go forward in the Lord, seeking Him, taking Him at His word. God loves us so much, and He cares about us in every way and capacity. As you're growing from glory to glory, you can appreciate what He's saying more and more. And you can understand greater things more and more so. As I grow in Him, I make changes in the way I think and the way I believe. Because His ways work. It's not just me. I'm just a man who yields to the Lord. And the Lord makes the difference. I embrace the things of God. I embrace the promotions of God. I am what He said I am. I can do what He said I can do. I can preach what He gave me to preach. I can live the life that Jesus lived. I can grow from glory to glory. All that's true. Nothing I said was wrong just then. And if I want to, I don't have to be defeated. So I say I will not be defeated. Now, in the days when I was growing and learning, and I didn't know the things that I know now. When I had trouble, the people of God said that God sent the trouble to make me grow up. So they embraced their trouble. But I saw something was wrong with it. That didn't fit Genesis. That did not fit the scriptures. When I read the stories, when I read about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when I read about Noah, when I read about Nehemiah, he had to build a wall and fight at the same time sometimes. His enemies were activated, and he had to use tools in one hand and a sword in the other one. And that's a lot of trouble. But God didn't see. You can obviously see that the trouble came from evil men, just like it always have, and ignorance. And people are shaped in iniquity. There are so many people that just never grew up. They got old. They're considered grown, but they never grew as a person. And everything aggravates them. Everything gets on their nerves. Even little things, they collapse. And they don't know what to do. And they want to talk and vent and all these things. But I learned to be quiet, fill my heart with God's word, and start listening to Him. So I'm growing stronger and stronger. They're not. The average person don't grow like that. Some people, they just try not to do anything dumb, and they try to learn. But the kind of growth I'm talking about, that's following Jesus Christ. That's the highest form of education you can ever get. And some people, they're not rude, so they don't go around bothering people, and they're mild-mannered, and they do productive things, and they're positive, but they're just not learning God's ways in their life. But they managed to stay out of trouble and not bother anybody. And so people expect that from everybody. But some people, they just don't, you know, they had a hard go. Something went wrong in their life. And I'm not putting them down. But they just don't, people that are otherwise full of knowledge, they do good things. But they never learn how to grow and how to overcome. And the enemy pull their strings and they go off they pop off at people. They have their life is like a short fuse. They get upset easy. And everything aggravates them. What they need is more light. They need somebody to love them. So the Lord taught me to love them. And I'm just giving you an illustration. I didn't know why the Lord was telling me to love them. And I wanted Him to tell them to love me. And consider me. But they couldn't do that. I realized it later. But because I trust the Lord, I took him at his word. He never lied to me. He never failed me. I said, I'm going to see where this goes. So I did whatever he said do. Now, this wasn't fake love. It was just like what that's why 1 Peter means so much to me. I learned the things of 1 Peter by the Holy Spirit. And one day I read it slow. Sometimes we don't read the Bible slow enough. Sometimes we read it, but we have all of our opinions and we don't see some things. But after learning things by the Holy Spirit, I read it and 1 Peter became so dear to me. And I read it again. And then I realized it should have been one chapter. It shouldn't have been. They put the chapter divisions in the worst places sometimes. But anyway, men put the chapters and verses in, but originally it was all one chapter. Anyway, aside all that, 1 Peter talked about the treasure of loving others just like Jesus Christ loves you. Even people who spit in your face. Not fake love, real love. So, when the people in your own house have problems, don't stop loving them. That's God's way. Now, Satan's way, he wants everybody to worship him. He's, you know, the last broadcast was called Grandeur. He's still seeking worship. He wants a kingdom any kind of way he can get one. And I had a thought today. Satan is the poorest person ever. He was stripped, folks. He has no power. All of his power is how much he can deceive somebody to destroy themselves. You don't even, if you're afraid of him, you're afraid. That's worse than being afraid of smoke. The Lord our God gave us perfect authority over Satan. And when I talk about some of the things that happened in my life and how I had authority, and how amazing it was, I'm not exaggerating. I had 100% success in stopping gunfights. I never told Satan he couldn't kill anybody and somebody died. That hadn't happened yet. And I don't believe it ever will. It will not. It will always be. As long as I can be in faith, I can have what God said I can have. If you take authority over Satan in your heart and doubt not, he got to go. You got to say something. Get used to victory because that's yours. Now, these are steps that you have to take. As you grow, God gives you things from glory to glory. He gives you instructions. Take the steps that God gives you. Patiently receive what the Lord is saying. Trust him. And do whatever he said do. Don't miss out on your best heritage. Victory is your heritage. Now, don't be ashamed when you have failures. If you weren't fighting an ancient demon and devils, and if they weren't around to aggravate you, and they're smarter than you because they had more knowledge than you had time to receive. And you have to learn everything just like God did in the beginning. You know, we're pioneering. So statistically, it's safe to say you're going to have some problems. But God didn't send the problems to make you grow. Satan's trying to stop you, but just don't be stopped. If you suffer, if you have failures and you suffer because of something you didn't know and understand, or you said the wrong thing, made the wrong choice, and you suffered loss, it's not the end of the road. You still have time to overcome, and the Lord can give you back the years that the canker worm ate. In other words, the years of loss, God can cause you to gain them back. So don't be afraid of what's not. Don't fear that. That's irrelevant. Everyday success will not make or break you. I mean, everyday the failures that you may suffer loss from, that's not the end of it. But continue to trust the Lord, and you will see the better way. You know, as you follow God step by step, you grow from glory to glory. You will be so glad you did. I am happy, and I'm very thankful for all the wonderful things that the Lord taught me. And I systematically share those things with those that want it. And now the Lord gave me a vehicle, the website and the radio broadcast, so I can share it with people. I remember as a young preacher, the enemy did so many aggravating things against my life, and I knew he was doing others the same way. So I was highly motivated to make things right and get people, I wanted people to live good. I wanted people to know God. I went to a church where they sincerely worshiped the Lord. And I'm so thankful for not only that church, but every member there. I learned things from the people of God. And sometimes they would preach bondage, and they would say God sent the problems to make you grow. But people can't go but so far. They do what, you know, theoretically, they can do all things through Christ. They have all the rights and privileges. But they also have thoughts that they learn somewhere. And it all gets blended in the way that they do things and the way that they speak and the way that they preach. So when people can't be the total blessing I need, that's all right. I can't be the total blessing other people need. But the Holy Spirit can. And I know this. So when you follow Him, if you can trust Him, if you can take Him at His word, then you can learn much greater things. Getting to and the church helped me to, at Refuge Temple, they helped me to, I learned to worship God. And when I learned to worship God, the Lord made the difference. He picked me up where I stopped. He was the blessing that I needed Him to be. And I learned from glory to glory. You know, in all the steps that God gave me, all the things that I learned along the way, I remember the times I thought that they were strange. But I said, well, God said do it, I'll do it. You know, sometimes you just got to do what God said do. The Syrian soldier, captain of the guard, he went to Elisha to be healed of leprosy. And Elisha sent his servant and said, tell him to go wash in the Jordan 7 times. I think it was the Jordan. But that was a muddy river. And he complained. And the servant said, go do what the man said. It's not like, he said, if he would have asked you to do some great thing, you would have done it. But go wash in Jordan. And he did, and his leprosy was healed. And sometimes you just have to take the Lord at His word. I would take the Lord at His word. I didn't know where I would end up. I didn't know. I realized that it would be good. Every time that I obeyed God, I was never disappointed. So you learn to trust the Lord. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, trust is not a verb, it's a noun. You trust God because of your past dealings with Him. You're taking Him at His word because of your past. It was whatever He did, your relationship, He was good in the past. You can trust Him when He says something new. Now, you activate your trust by faith, by operating by faith. Faith is a verb. Faith is always current. It's always on. It's a verb. And because I trust God, I will act on his word. And then you have good success. So I took the Lord at his word, and I had good success and no regrets. And I thank the Lord for that. It's a blessing not to have regrets. But instead of regrets, things turned out well. And I was tremendously blessed time and time again. And if you hear these broadcasts, you'll hear how I was blessed. I talk about it because it's important. And I love the Lord, my God and King. I want to do all this in his heart, that's in his heart. And the reason I say that, because God is full of good things. If you can take him at his word and trust him and just obey him, you can have the same success that he shares with you. And it's good and glorious. It's good and glorious when you take him at his word and operate step by step. There's no fear in his kind of love. When you receive his love, it casts out fear. That love of God casts out every fear you can come up with. So when Satan start lying and trying to induce fear, you spit it back out. It's not going to work. When people have hurt you, you love them with the unfeigned love of God, true love. And you not only when you forgive other people and you still seek to help them, even though they're not redeemed, even though they're not acting like a person is born again yet, even they don't act like they have a new spirit, you still love them anyway. You heal and you introduce them into a healing way. And then and you learn how not to offend them. And once peace is restored, then you can minister to them. See, I learned these principles from the Lord operating step by step. And I talked to people. I talked to the Lord about people. And he talked to me about people. And I receive what he say, and then I do what he give me to do. And it works. I love every soul. And I pray for them according to the wisdom of God because I trust him. I say what he say. I say what he would have me to say to them. And I act on the principles that he teach me to be a blessing to them. I'm not left out because I'm always growing step by step. Now, Satan he's a gun jumper. He tried to bypass all the steps and receive praise and worship as if he really did something for people. And he did nothing. From the time that he made his five curse statements, he did nothing for no one. And he helped nobody do nothing. And when he make a deal with people, he just get out of their way. And their creative attributes is what causes them to be their performance is, he just don't hinder them. God gave them the creative abilities. And there are so many stars I hear about them making deals with the devil. As if the devil has creative ability. He don't. He just get out of your way. And God gave you the creative abilities. He gave just like he gave everybody. And God gave man grace. He's not going to stop you from doing whatever you want to do. He wish you was cold or hot. But when the age of grace is over, which is about over now, it's about to be over with, and the rapture is going to happen. And then he's going to judge people for doing wrong and evil. But in the days of grace, they get to do what they want, good or bad. Now, they're still going to be punished for it. This laws of sowing and reaping is still in effect. But Satan gave them nothing. And if he did give them something, he stole it. He bullied somebody into doing something. But it's all deception. And when he wants to, if you trust him too much, he'll cause you to waste whatever you got. If somebody give you something with strings attached, it's really not yours. In all their fame and fortune, they still commit suicide. They still have a miserable time. They still get divorces and drive their children nuts because they trust an unstable sociopathic devil. But when you operate step by step, you grow from glory to glory. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily, mightily move in and throughout your life, and you will know that God help you build your house. You'll know that God built your house. You know, you'll know that it was His wisdom, and you'll trust Him even more. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is Lord.